Welcome to Positive Practices. Your mindfulness practice in Track 1 provided you with the opportunity to tune your attention to the present and become aware of your wandering mind. This track provides you the opportunity to add an attitudinal dimension to your practice, that is, to learn how to filter your focus on the present with positive emotions. Emotions can be divided into positive and negative groups. Positive emotions are often described as joy, hope, gratitude, compassion, and kindness, just to name a few. Negative emotions are often related to those associated with fight, flight, or freeze, such as anxiety, anger, guilt, and shame. Research has demonstrated that a workforce who experiences more positive emotions than negative ones are more productive, satisfied, and engaged. As a matter of fact, compelling evidence suggests positive emotions are not just the result of well-being, but also drive other important life goals, such as success, health, and happiness. While many of us were taught to park our emotions at the door when we enter the workplace, today it is commonly acknowledged that positive emotions are linked to many benefits for organizations and employees. For example, positive emotions have been linked to improved physical and mental health, higher levels of creativity and innovation, enhanced resiliency, increased productivity, engaged employees, and lower levels of stress and burnout. The good news is most of our personal experiences are far more positive than we allow into our awareness. So the focus of this track is to help you become aware of the positive experiences already occurring in your life. Provide exercises designed to intentionally add more positive experiences, and learn how our positive experiences can help us deal with challenges and negative events. Here are a couple of tips to help you get the most from this track. First, many of these practices ask you to make notes and reflect. Because of that, you may want to start a journal where you can keep all of your notes. This is a great way to keep a record of how your perspective has changed as you move through the exercises. Second, you will see that many of the basics you learned in Track 1 are reinforced in this track. We encourage you to supplement your practices in Track 2 by occasionally going back to some of your favorite practices from the first track. You might even find that some of the exercises in Track 1 that did not appeal to you the first time might now become one of your favorites. And finally, this track, like Track 1, we recommend you move through the groups and exercises in order. That's because they're designed to build on what you experienced in previous exercises. We think you'll find this track a refreshing and eye-opening experience, one that will help you see the world from a fresh, new perspective.